everyone. JW here with the one and only Christy Dillaway. This is the Morning Mix presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back.
Good morning. Happy Olympics.
Happy Olympics to you.
Did you get up and watch?
No, I'm DVRing tonight the opening ceremonies on NBC, and I'm looking forward to that. And I'm really, really psyched to see North Korea and South Korea marching together.
Well, I did get up to watch, and my son got up with me, so we're up at 4. And I feel like I want to see it twice, and I have been at the last 4 Winter Olympic opening ceremonies. And it's great when you're there, but you miss a lot of stuff's made for TV. So you're like, I don't know what they're doing on the floor right now, but they're making formations and stuff.
Yes.
So I wanted to see it on TV. And I figured once was live, and then tonight, I think there's commentary. Like, they're kind of explaining things, which is mm-hmm. always helpful to, you know, because it's a lot of the culture of the organizing or of the home country. And you don't necessarily know what that mythology is and why I don't want to give it away. Well, it's already been on, so I'm not giving anything away. But, you know, what's the white tiger mean? I'm sure it means something.
Oh, it means something great, I'm sure.
So, yeah, we got up at 4. It was awesome to see. I'm wearing my Olympic shirt and my Olympic pins.
Yeah.
My collection so far. We'll see how it goes over the, I don't know if there's a, I guess actually on the Olympic Welcome USA thing that's going on Main Street tomorrow.
Right.
They say there's going to be some pin trading, so we'll see.
Yeah, I've got some pins too, so I'll bring those
Do
with
you?
Me.
All right.
Now, are you going to wear your Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club majorette outfit for marching tomorrow on Main Street?
No. That jacket is for when March 4th the band plays. Then they're playing next Tuesday, Fat Tuesday. They're playing at a club in town. So that's when I'll be wearing that.
You know, it's not like you just wear that outfit
once a year. I have to wear my Olympic
outfit. Oh, okay.
Now,
okay.
And I have lots of Olympic stuff.
Because I thought when you see the opening ceremony, you say, man, I'd love to march in with the team.
You know, the U.S. team, I liked their outfits, but they had these enormous gloves, mm-hmm. Ralph Lauren type leather gloves that they might have had fringe. I found them very distracting. And there was a lot of black uniforms, white uniforms, gray uniforms that surprised me because winter athlete, you know, generally more colorful. And they're in Korea, a very colorful place.
And the Russians came in solid white.
And there was a bunch of white ones, but yeah. And they were like the athletes from Russia or athlete. Their flag was like athlete from Russia or something. I don't know.
They didn't have a flag.
Well, they had something in front of them because there was still the person. There was still somebody there. But
yeah.
It wasn't like a federation flag.
We have quite a contingent. I mean, it's 220 athletes. 110 of those are ski and snowboard.
Very impressive.
Very impressive.
Pretty cool. I didn't.
Makes you feel good,
from
doesn't it?
The coverage of the live stream, I couldn't recognize anyone, but I'm sure that the NBC coverage will have their cameras more in and amongst the team, and we'll get a little more viewing of it.
Yeah.
And to note that traditional in Olympic opening ceremonies, the Greece is always the first flag, and mm-hmm. the home country is always the last flag.
Uh-huh.
And then in between, they go in alphabetical order by the language of the home country. So Ghana was first, and I think like Nigeria was second. You know, so they're going in Korean alphabet, which, you know, if you're trying to see your team, you got to know that language.
Yeah, it's very exciting, very exciting. Later in the show, we'll give you the NBC schedule for viewing this weekend for tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, and what you could possibly see.
Just soak it all up, because we are an Olympic town, and hopefully to be again.
We are an Olympic town, and we're looking out right now. We're in Old Town, right off of Main Street on Sweet Alley, and it's pretty cool living here, and makes you feel good, doesn't it? What is the exact count of athletes that are on the team that live in Park City?
Didn't Tiger Shaw last week say something like 40% of the...
Yeah.
Not of the whole team, but maybe of the ski and snowboard athletes were from this area, and he extended that to Steamboat,
okay.
So there must be a pocket in Steamboat and nothing between here and there, so we just kind of incorporated those
guys.
Sure,
we'll bring them
here.
In. Yeah. Well, we like those guys anyway, those guys and girls.
I think I'm quoting him.
Yeah.
More or less accurately.
Well, what's cooking for today?
Today, our musical guest in studio is Dallas Wade. We will also be joined by Terry Sidford. She's a local author and life coach. She's having a book signing tomorrow. And we'll be joined on the phone by John O'Hurley, comedian, actor, singer, performing at DeJoria Center tomorrow night. And we'll do weekend events probably around the bottom of the hour. So we'll let everyone know what to look forward to this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to today's show. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix. We'll be back with Dallas right after this.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
This is Mike Kirby with Big D Construction. Utah is our home, but we build commercial structures from coast to coast. We also build homes through our Big D Signature Group. More information about Big D's commitment to our customers and employees can be found at big-d.com.
Support for KPCW comes from the Crandall family, owners of the New Park Amphitheater, site of the New Park Concert Series, and numerous other community events.
Morning Mix, JW here with Christy Dillaway. Our musical guest for the hour will be with us the entire hour is Dallas Wade and Carson Jorgensen on acoustic guitar. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, you are not a teenager anymore.
I am not. I'm an old person now.
Yeah, yeah, I just turned 20.
Yeah, I got a walker for my birthday, like one of the tennis balls and everything.
Okay, good, yeah. Good. How's that working for you?
Oh, that's good. You know, I get around pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
I park in handicap stalls and stuff now.
Right. Would it be fair to introduce you as a pop hip-hop artist from Salt Lake City?
That's perfectly fine. We definitely do more pop than hip-hop now, but I put myself in both genres.
But from Salt Lake City, you're actually from Dallas?
I was born in Utah, but I consider myself raised in Dallas.
Okay.
I live here now, but I definitely spent most of my growing up years in Dallas.
Okay, but kind of going back and forth, huh?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And where in Dallas?
Frisco. It's pretty much like 30 minutes outside of downtown Dallas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody here in the studio this morning have an album that just came out?
There was this guy named Dallas Wade I heard today. He's got a pretty good album out. I mean, it's all right.
Did it drop?
Yeah.
Did it drop today?
Yeah,
my album just came out today. It's called So Young and So Damaged, so you can go stream that anywhere that you can stream it.
Yeah. You know, these microphones are attached, and we have the cords and everything like that. But it'd be really cool if we did the show with handheld mics, because something dramatic like that, he could literally drop the mic.
Just so we could drop the mic.
I got an album coming out today.
I think that's kind of over, though, isn't it? Dropping the mic?
Oh, no.
What are the kids doing nowadays?
If I knew what the kids are doing these days, I'd let you know.
Oh, man. What are the kids doing today? I don't know what they're doing.
Well, he's had a storied career already. At age 14, appearing on, what was the show?
Kids Star USA,
and auditioning and getting a place on it, and then it was a competition show, so you got to make it through week after week. Got a recording artist, recording contract from RCA.
The crazy part was that was all one day.
That was, what?
The whole show took place in one day.
Wow, one huge day broken out into many.
It was the most stressful day of my life. all of us were just breaking down by the end of it.
How do kids get so much experience at such a young age? You know, you see like a 17-year-old girl that sings the blues and you say, how could she? She can't sing like that without being, you know, having experience or listening to your material and your music, which is great. Where do they get that experience?
I think some people are just born with it. Like they just feel it. When you meet somebody who's like really designed to do this, like designed to do music or something creative, ever since they were young, they've just been good at it. And so it's just something, I don't think it's something that, it can be taught, but I think it's something that's definitely inside of you. And that's when you get those 17-year-olds who are like really good at singing blues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Were you writing your own raps when you started?
I was 13. I remember my dad got super psyched about it. When I was 13, I wrote my first rap on like a GarageBand computer, and like a Mac computer on GarageBand, and I like wrapped it in like the built-in audio, and I thought it was so cool. And yeah, I've been writing ever since then. I was blessed with great parents, and they put me through different kind of music schools and things like that, and I just got better at it. And now I'm at a point at 20 years old where I think that I'm just starting to find myself in my own craft. So,
yeah. Hey, Carson Jorgensen, your acoustic accompaniment here, is not mic'd up. Maybe you could introduce him to us and tell us where he's from.
Yeah, this is my buddy Carson. He's from Salt Lake. He's an amazing, amazing guitar player. Like, amazing is an understatement. I know him through a friend named Devery. I just switched over to this pop kind of sound because I was doing all hip hop before. And so I needed an acoustic guitarist to help me do shows like this. And he was like, I can do it. And here we are today. And now we're like best friends.
I wish you were looking at him when you said he was amazing because he was shaking his head up and down. That's right.
Yeah, he did not.
That's right, man. I am amazing.
That's right.
You got that right.
That's right.
I'm going to drop some mics right now.
Finally, some credit.
What are you going to play for us first?
This first song is off the new album. It's just released today. It's called Lose Control. It's actually my mom's favorite song. I know she's listening right now, so that's why we're playing it.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Hey. Live in the morning mix, Dallas Wade,
all right, let's
Carson, Carson Jorgensen.
Light me up, girl, you oh so sexy. Pick me up like a old school Chevy. Yeah, you got me frozen, trying to start some motion while my emotions going crazy. Swear I'm a mess, that's how you make me. Promise to treat you like a lady. Maybe one day we'll have a baby. I see you for who you are. You send me past the stars. Let your head down, let it go. I love it when you lose control. Yeah, I love it when you lose control. Love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose control. Love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose control. Yeah. I love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose. Knock me out, girl, you oh so deadly. Love you in the morning when your head's still messy. Promise I'll never say no. Girl, I do it cause you say so. While your emotions going crazy. Swear I'm a mess, that's how you make me. I see you for who you are. You send me past the stars. Let your head down, let it go. I love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose control. Love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose control. Love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose control. Yeah. I love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose. Let me tell you something. Won't leave you for nothing. Oh, you think I'm bluffing? I'm good cause I got me a bad one. Let me tell you something. Won't leave you for nothing. Oh, you think I'm bluffing? I'm good cause I got me a... I love it when you lose control. I love it when you lose control. Yeah. I love it when you lose control. 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 I love it when you lose control.
Nice.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Mom, I hope you like that.
She will. She's somewhere just crying. Oh, it's my baby.
How can people get your music?
Anywhere. It's any platform now that the album is out. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube. Type in my name in the search bar and see if it pops up, and I'm sure it's there.
So it's Dallas like the city and Wade, W-A-Y-D-E.
Yeah, W-A-Y-D-E. If you don't know how to spell Dallas, a little questionable. I think you'll get it.
Dallas will be with us for the entire hour. We're going to take a quick break, and he'll be back to sing a couple more songs. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to do weather, weekend events, and our first guest, Terry Sidford. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Support for KPCW programming and American Roots is proudly sponsored in part by Donna Van Buren of the Van Buren Management Group and founder of Greater Park City Properties, managing HOAs since 1985. Information for Van Buren Management at 649-0652 or vanburenmgt.com.
Wake up to the Marketplace Morning Report every weekday at 6:50 and 7:50 during the morning news with Leslie Thatcher. Brought to you in part by Big D Construction, DeJuria Center at High Star Ranch, and ESCO Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. That's ESCO, E-S-C-O.
And it is currently 35 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City, directly on top of the liquor store. How cool is that? And this is what's going to be cooking for the weekend. 51 will be the high today under mostly sunny skies. There's a 50%, according to the National Weather Service, probability of snow, chance of snow showers tomorrow, and we'll keep our eye on that. And, hopefully something will happen there. Sunday, sunny, high of 41 degrees. Monday, another chance of snow with a high of 34. There's no, there is a probability, 50%. And then let's go out to Tuesday. Mostly sunny, clear with a high near 42. The evenings of all those days that I mentioned will be in the early 20s. So we could use a little colder, and we could use a little bit of snow. What do you think, Christy?
Yeah, so was the summary that there was a chance of snow a couple of times?
Yep.
So JW said it's going to snow. That's what I'm going with.
That's what's going to happen.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
And if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. Maybe it'll change.
Maybe. Well, we're joined in the studio right now by Terry Sidford. She is a local author, speaker, and life coach. She's holding a book re-signing at Dolly's tomorrow. I've never heard of a book re-signing, but to me that says, popular book, we want you back. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you for having me.
So I haven't been, well, I've been to one book signing at Dolly's. Apollo Ono was in town, the speed skater.
Yeah, I remember
I was
that.
Pretty giddy, and I waited in line, and I got my book. I haven't read the book, but he did sign it. But tell me what a book signing is like at Dolly's. Who do you expect, and how does it go?
Well, Dolly's is a great store to do a book signing, and I've done a lot of book signings. And they just support our local authors, and they bring everybody out. My book's about women and courage. And around Valentine's Day, they like to bring me back because it's about the heart. And courage is really connecting to your heart. So it's fun. People can chat with me and ask me about my book. And last time I did a book signing, it was kind of cool because a lot of people asked me how to become an author, which surprised me. Young people, people from all ages, I learned that a lot of people want to become authors. So I'm there to tell you, I'm here to support you and give you advice.
Well, tell us your story. How did you get started with it?
As a life coach, I've had the honor to work with a lot of women and men. And I had a personal experience with a friend who tragically lost her son. And I wanted to understand how she managed to not lose herself and handled it with such grace and strength that I decided to create a survey on the subject of courage. I wanted to understand how some women found strength in adversity when others buckled. So I gathered the survey from 100 women who were willing to take it. And in the process, the stories astounded me because the majority of these women did not see themselves as courageous.
And had you written before?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Not in my wildest dreams did I ever think I would write a book. But what I found is there's a lot of people, if you have a story that you want out there to make a difference, to be told, there's all kinds of people that can help you write a book. So if you have a story and you want to write a book, I'm here to tell you, if I could do it, you can.
It's interesting because we talk a lot on the show about live entertainment and things that you go to see or hear.
Yeah.
And reading, of course, is another form of entertainment. So books are entertainment. And I always think, wouldn't it be cool to write a book? But God, it sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. So, but it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. And that first day, when you see that book come in and you're holding it in your hand, it's such a thrill. And that you change a lot of people's lives. Where people love books. Even though everything's online, they still like that hard book that they can open up and mark. And so I would recommend, you know, if anybody's thinking about it, to do it.
And I like the idea of having other people's stories of courage to go on, because probably just having a roadmap or a model or something, or someone else's experience, if you're going through a tough time, to just have that to think, okay, maybe I'll try that, you know, I'll try that path, I'll try this other path. That's probably very helpful to people.
Absolutely. In fact, writing my book was one of the most courageous acts of my own life, because I really felt like I was absolutely awful in school with English and spelling. I thought, there's no way I could write. So I'm here. That was
those things don't matter anymore, do they?
Oh boy!
You need a comma? Forget it. Who cares? We don't do that anymore.
I love commas.
I still use them, but my son kind of scoffs at me. Like, apparently, you're not supposed to put two spaces after the period either. I mean, is that new? Like, why not?
It's just one space after the period.
Now it is.
Yeah, I never did two spaces after the period.
You're always a rebel.
it's just sort of a punctuation freak, but yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, let's just restate. It's 2 to 4 tomorrow is the book signing. It's at Dolly's. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, so Saturday afternoon. Stop in and see Terry. And Terry, they could just come in and just yak with you, right?
Absolutely. I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about anything that they want to talk about.
And you have another project going on.
I do.
What's that?
I've been invited to be a speaker at a TEDx event in Twin Falls, Idaho, April 14th. And it's such an honor and a thrill. I just want to get my story out there to women and men, particularly right now, about courage and what it takes to be courageous. And I have a platform now that's really exciting for me to do that.
Permission to be courageous.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Did you know that it takes permission to actually look at ourselves as courageous?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it makes sense to me. It's not intuitive to me, but as you state it right now, it does make sense.
Yes, and particularly men. And you know, I work with a lot of women, but I'm including them in this talk because I think they also, I have a survey for men on my website and women. So if anybody wants to take it, they can go to my website, which is createyourlifecoaching.net. And I'd love to hear your stories. And they can be anonymous. But what I have found through this whole process, I found my own courage. And what it takes is looking at our past and our stories instead of being ashamed by them. Embrace them and know that you found your strength and your courage from those stories. And that's the paradigm shift that I'm here to help people make, is to be proud of their past.
Well, show up at Dolly's tomorrow, get the book, get the signing, share your story, go to the website, which was, say it again?
createyourlifecoaching.net.
And take the survey. And if you're going to be in Twin Falls, check out the TEDx event, April 14th.
The Twin Falls Facebook page, tickets go on sale on March 1st.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you hang with us for a second? And we're going to do weekend events.
Okay. You can groove to the music with us.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is, see the guy over there? He's going to play harmonica for us.
Well, the word is that the Midway ice castles are going to be closing for the season due to unseasonably high temperatures, and this is likely their last weekend.
Yeah.
And I, yet again, have not made it. I always say I'm going to get out there, but maybe this weekend.
You know, I saw this and I was surprised, but actually I shouldn't be surprised.
Right.
It has really been warm. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, because that was for profit and, yeah, all that. Hey, Treasure Mountain Junior High School presents The Little Mermaid. At the Eccles Center stage. This is a student-directed production featuring a cast of 8th and 9th graders. Tickets, just $5. Shows are tonight, tomorrow night at 7, plus a Saturday matinee at 2.
The Park City Film Series is screening The Shape of Water on Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6 at the Jim Sani Auditorium.
Heber Valley Railroad is running a Star Wars train tonight with a cast of characters, trivia, and prizes. Dress in your own Star Wars costume and join the scenic Heber Valley ride.
Tonight, the Olympic opening ceremonies will be broadcast on NBC in primetime, and you can catch the first broadcast from 6 to 9 p.m. or the encore broadcast from 9 to 12. so you could watch it twice right there. Of course, the ceremonies happened Friday night in Korea, which is 19 hours ahead of us. I got up at 4 a.m. to watch it. If you want to watch Olympic coverage in real time, you can check out NBC Sports Channel or stream online.
Perfect. Flanagan's on Main is throwing an Olympics opening ceremony viewing party tonight from 6 until 10 p.m. It's restricted to age 21 and higher. The tickets are $35 in advance, $50 if you wait until you get there at the door. There'll be a prize for best dressed ski attire.
Always a good reason to get in the costume. Yeah. Live music around tonight includes the Talbot Brothers at OP Rockwell, Naughty by Nature on their 25th anniversary tour at Park City Live, The Elders at The Cabin, Hot House West at Silver Star Cafe, and Caleb Gray Band at The Spur.
That'll button it up for Friday. We will move to Saturday. Heber Valley Railroad has a special midday princess and pirate train departing the station at 11 a.m. over in Heber Valley. Let the kids dress up and ride the train.
Park City Library and Park City Film Series present a foreign language film especially for the kids. Belle and Sebastian will screen at the Jim Sani Auditorium at 4 p.m. in French with English subtitles.
Man, if you want to have some fun, tomorrow Team USA Winter Fest will take place on Lower Main from 1 to 7 with local Olympic medalist Shannon Bark, Jeremy Bloom, Peekaboo Street, Merrill Davis, Charlie White, and Vanetta Flowers doing a fan meet and greet. There are other interactive elements planned, including a Team USA curling challenge. It's a free event open to the public. And from 6 to 7 p.m., there's a free concert featuring Sleep with Sirens, Good Charlotte.
Those are two bands, Sleeping with Sirens and Good Charlotte. Actor, writer, and singer John O'Hurley will be performing his one-man show, A Man with Standards, live on stage at DeJoria Center. We will be speaking to him just after this segment.
Very soon. On the live music calendar for Saturday, Elephant Revival at Park City Live, Trevor Green at The Cabin, The Polyrhythmics at OP Rockwell, John Flanders Jazz Trio at Silver Star Cafe, and Los Helicaminos at The Spur.
On Sunday, there's really not a lot going on in town, so I say stay home and watch the Olympics and save up your energy for Tuesday, which is Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday, however you want to call it, when OP Rockwell is hosting a party-esque concert with the local favorites March 4th.
You know, a few years ago, if you tried to get Hamilton tickets in New York, I mean, good luck. But Hamilton is now coming to Salt Lake City. It's going to be at the Eccles Theater in Salt Lake, the one in downtown, for a short run from April 11th to May 6th. The tickets go on sale today, just as the morning mix is ending at 10 a.m. Ticket sales are through ArtTix, so be sure you have your ArtTix account number up to date and you log in now, and you'll be placed into a virtual waiting room.
I'm in the virtual waiting room.
You'll be on neglect for a while, and then everybody in the waiting room by 10 a.m. will receive a randomly assigned but secure place in line to buy tickets. There's a household limit of 4 tickets. The website advises you to be sure that ArtTix and one of the many third-party sites...
That you're not on a third-party site. They're
right?
Anticipating a lot of what do they call that? Upselling, scalping kind of thing. So get on the ArtTix site.
I've got my tickets. I'm going to the last show on April 6th, on Sunday, April 6th.
May 6th. How do you have your tickets already?
Some friends of mine that have season's passes at the Eccles Center have gotten those.
I'm in the virtual waiting room, so we'll see how that goes. Hey, two other concert announcements. The English Beat is going to be at OP Rockwell April 14th. Tickets go on sale today. And also Chris Lagerband, March 22nd. Tickets on sale today.
All right. And here's something that starts tomorrow, but it goes through September 3rd, and that's the Natural History Museum of Utah's a new special exhibit. It's called Nature's Ultimate Machine. It demonstrates the remarkable workings of plants, animals, and all that stuff. There's a lot more to it. Go to their website. Check it out. It starts again tomorrow, February 10th, and September, and it goes through September 3rd.
Awesome.
So that's going to do it for weekend events. We're going to take a short break. Let me just turn this on. It went to sleep on us is what happened. Let's see. We're going to play a tune.
Did it get up at 3:55 a.m. to watch the Olympics?
Boy, you are really proud of yourself, aren't you? My
goodness.
It's not
easy.
I know.
I'm like mass. Once I'm in motion, I can stay in motion, but it's hard to get it in motion.
Absolutely. Well, March 4th, magic number. We're going to play the first cut from that, and that is a call to action. And when we return, our musical guest, Dallas Wade. I like that.
Hot Steppa.
Yeah. And what's the name of that album again?
Magic Number.
Magic Number. Okay. Sounds good. Well, Christy, you took us through what we can expect to see at the opening ceremony tonight on NBC. And I think that is 8 until 11 tonight.
It's 6 to 9, and then again 9 to 12. So it's 8 o'clock Eastern time, which is 6 o'clock our time.
Ah, that's
where
what
the
it
8
is.
Comes in, yeah.
Okay. Well, the TV schedule for Saturday, first let me tell you what you can possibly see. So I would adjust this for East to Central, starting at 1 o'clock.
I don't know where you pulled it up from. So, yeah. If it's under that, yeah.
Oh, I pulled it up from the Wall Street Journal, which is New York City. Mm-hmm, so we'll take a couple hours off. Starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, men's snowboarding, slopestyle short track speed skating, men's 1500 meter, men's ski jumping, normal hill, and then men's luge single. And then starting at 6 p.m., figure skating, team event, ice dancing, women's short program, and men's downhill. There's also some figure skating team stuff towards the latter part of the evening, which will go until about 10:30 at night. And then finally, Sunday, this is something you may want to be interested in. American Michaela Schifrin is the best slalom skier in the world, and she will be skiing. Here's the schedule. Starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, means men's speed skating, 5,000-meter gold, men's biathlon, 10-kilometer sprint gold, men's cross-country, and the skiathlon. And then starting about 5 in the afternoon, figure skating, team event, men's women dance free skates, and women's freestyle skiing, moguls gold, women's snowboarding slope style, and men's luge single for the gold.
Nice.
There's a lot going on.
That's a lot to keep up with.
And then this thing goes till February 24th or 25th.
Yeah. So lots to watch, lots of locals to look for, and people to cheer on. I've got my Team USA t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Ethel's wearing her Salt Lake 2002 sweatshirt. I'm sure there's plenty of wardrobe in this town.
Yeah, and tell us about how you are adorned with your.
Oh, so I volunteered for the media summit that was at Canyons in in November,
mm-hmm.
And they gave me the T-shirt. I got the mittens and I got some pins from the lady from NBC came by and she goes, "Oh, do you want some pins?" I'm like, "Heck yeah!" So I'm wearing my pins.
Okay. You only have a few pins on. How many pins do you actually
have?
You
got to get started somewhere.
I know, but how many are you going to wear when you go to the lower Main Street?
Oh, I don't bring my old ones. I believe that, be here now. These are just Pyeongchang ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not going to be trading from 2002.
No, I don't know. Maybe I'll have some in my pocket just in case someone wants some.
I pretty much took
what I had and traded up to what I wanted to keep, and I didn't really have any throwaway ones that I didn't want to keep. Maybe I'm attached to those ones now. They're all on the wall somewhere, you know.
And what's the second one down there that the gentleman that has yellow, yellow
sleeves?
It's like
the lady, the traditional woman's dress, you know, where they have those long sleeves and the big wide open skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have our second guest on the line.
Almost.
Almost.
And I just have to push this button.
Well, John O'Hurley is an actor, dancer, singer, and storyteller, well recognized for his role as Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, for winning Dancing with the Stars in 2005, for hosting Family Feud for many years, and for his role on Broadway as Billy Flynn in Chicago, among so many other performances. Tomorrow night, he'll be performing in our neighborhood at the DeGioia Center in Camas in a show titled John O'Hurley, A Man with Standards. He's on the line. Welcome, John O'Hurley.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell us a bit about the show that you're doing and what's the inspiration behind it.
Well, this has been, it's been kind of a fun show. I put it together about 2 years ago. I just wanted to do a kind of a half look over the shoulder and kind of a memoir show, and not only some of the fun stories of my life, but also what it was like to grow up in the 50s and the 60s and the music of what we call the Great American Songbook, or the standards, if you will. But also to kind of talk about the idea of growing up in the shadow of men who had standards, the gentlemen back in the time. And so I talk a little bit about the stories of my mom and my dad, and the fact that on Saturday night, every Saturday night, they would go out for dinner and dancing. It wasn't independent things. It was like one word, dinner and dancing. And the music of the period underscores all of the stories that I tell, the stories of Mancini and Sinatra. And it's a fun evening.
Oh, I recently grabbed the Pandora radio station for Mancini, and I love playing that. I mean, that's such good stuff, especially the soundtracks of the movies.
You know, that's a very good point. It's very interesting. I bring up a point in the show where I say, my mother was a hummer. She never sang a lyric.
Yeah.
She hummed her entire life.
Sure.
And back then, all of the great movies of the time had wonderful themes that had no words to them. Exodus, Peter O'Toole in Lawrence of Arabia, Gone with the Wind. Yeah, they all had these wonderful themes to them. And if they went back and they were successful later, then they added lyrics. But it was a great, great time of melody and lyrics. Both of them were important. As opposed to now, we've kind of lost the idea of melody. We've certainly lost the idea of lyrics.
That's for sure. And Lawrence of Arabia was such a spectacular movie. I was just a kid. I was in New Jersey with my parents. I remember watching this, and the music was spectacular. It really
and
was.
The most expensive movie of its time, believe it or not, back then.
Yeah.
In, I think, 1960 or 1961, it cost $2 million to make. That was an unheard-of budget.
And yet you're singing the standard, so clearly you're picking the ones with words.
You got that.
It's not a humming show.
No, it's not. Oh, that's not. No, it isn't. But I also tell the stories of, I use the stories of my life. I'm a storyteller, and that's what that's kind of how I fashion myself. So the music is really kind of the underscore for the periods of my life. And I talk about Seinfeld and Dancing with the Stars and all the other pivotal things that have gone on in my career.
Are you going to throw in a few steps up there on that big stage?
I throw in a step or two.
It is a big stage at DeJore Center, a big place to fill. So as a one-man act, that's impressive.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yep. It's doing very well. Ticket sales as well.
John, if you wouldn't mind me asking you a Seinfeld question, I was surprised when I found out that Jay Peterman was a real company run by a real person named John Peterman. And in reading a Rolling Stone article last weekend where you were interviewed, it appears that you were surprised as well. You didn't know that your character was real when you first showed up on the set.
When I first showed up that first day, well, I mean, Seinfeld was the most disorganized show on television. And they said we had this guest star role on the show, and I got there. They hadn't finished the script, so there was nothing to read at the table reading. So they handed me the catalog and said, we just want them to sound the way the catalog was written. And there were one or two, like, you know, short scenes of him meeting Elaine in the rain. But that was it. So as they finished the script later on in the week, you know, ultimately I'm working for, or as Elaine is now working for the J. Peterman Company. But I got to see the catalog for the first time, and the pastel drawings, if you've never seen it, and you go to jpeterman.com, you'll see the most unusual catalog in the world. It's a piece of literature. You know, they'll have a pastel drawing of an Oxford button-down, and they'll have an adventure story written in kind of a Hemingway style with a price, a size, and an availability.
Sure.
So you're buying lifestyle rather than the actual shirt products that
is,
you can see.
You're buying the lifestyle. And the funny PS to all of that was, in 1999, the year after Seinfeld ended, the real J. Peterman Company, whose owner I had gotten to know quite well during the length of the parody on the show, went into some financial difficulties, and I bailed him out. And so, to date, I own the J. Peterman Company with the real J. Peterman.
That's a good end of that story.
A joke in Seinfeld becomes a reality.
Isn't that funny? I liked the company. I liked the role so much, I bought the company.
Yeah.
And who better to be at the head of that company? Because you're completely associated with it. Can't escape it.
And also interesting, the four seasons that your role played on Seinfeld was, I mean, you really, really were Jay Peterman. I mean, as you said in that Rolling Stone article, he's the guy who, instead of jumping on a plane and flying to South America, he'd hop on a freighter and rent a room for a night.
And that's the true story. That's the real John Peterman. That's the way he would travel. He walked his talk.
Yeah. You also said he'd rather play poker with the guys running the freighter for 4 or 5 hours and drink rum than talk to mm-hmm. someone on a cruise ship or an airplane. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Me too.
He's a fascinating man. He really is.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about those classics that you're going to be doing at the DeJoria Center. What are your particular favorites? Give me two or three.
I'll give you my number one. I think one of the most perfect songs ever written was Moon River by Henry Mancini. I just think it's wonderful. And if you read through the lyrics, they don't make any sense at all. But that's the beauty of great lyric writing, is that it's like I describe it as an impressionist painting, where it makes sense to the person who is looking at it. You assemble everything, the emotions, and it means something to you, either directly it depicts something that you have seen before, or just emotionally the color choices mean something to you. But that's the way the lyrics in that's the way the Moon River was written, with one of the great melodies ever.
I always was fascinated by Sinatra, who would give credit to Mancini was always so gracious in sharing the limelight with the orchestras and the conductors that were playing behind him.
He was a gracious man, and I do tell a story in the show about the first night that I met Sinatra face to face. And it was in his living room in Palm Springs at 2:30 in the morning, surrounded by every celebrity you would have known back then. Robert Goulet, Buddy Hackett, Don Rickles, everybody was in the room. And it was after his celebrity golf tournament. All of the celebrities, of which I was picked as probably the last choice, but I was there. And at 2:30 in the morning, everybody was responsible for entertaining Sinatra, who would sit in his chair by the piano with his fourth scotch by the time it got around to me. But the piano player called me over and said, "Okay, what are you going to do?" And I whispered something in his ear, and he looked at me as if I just licked his ear. And he says, "Okay." And I proceeded to do the stupidest thing I've ever done in my career. I sang Sinatra to Sinatra.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What was the look on his face?
And at the end, no one applauded. It was silent in the room, and everybody just looked at Frank. And he said, "You know, that was the song that Joe Raposo wrote for me to sing to my wife. Were you singing to my wife?" and he looked at me and gave me a wink. He goes, "You sounded good."
And then everyone applauded. They were probably just waiting for the reaction.
No, I don't even think even then, I don't even remember what they did. I just grabbed my glass of wine and went back against the wall, and all I could hear was, "You sounded good."
Did you have a second thought when the piano player gave you the look? Did you think
for
a moment?
No, that was all I knew.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like, okay, well, he already started, and here we go.
You know, a long time ago, back in the 60s, I always thought, you know, hanging with the Stones for a couple of weeks, going on tour with them would be so much fun. And then as I got older and I started hearing the Rat Pack stories and the entourage that would make its way through Las Vegas, I really started believing that is the group of guys I want to hang with for a couple of weeks.
And you know what was fun about that period of time, and this is something that I've been trying to do, is I do my show across the country. Normally, I do it in a supper club format. So I have very few people there. I kind of limit it to like 250 and or less. But it's a high-priced supper club. So you come dressed to the nines, and you're served a great meal, and it's a show. And your tables are right up against the stage. And it's a show like it used to be with Dean Martin and Sinatra. And that's the way that they worked in Vegas. They worked in small, intimate places, and they did the shows there. And then they would stumble in on each other.
So tomorrow night at the DeJoria Center, people haven't been out there yet. They should go check it out. It's in Camas.
Oh,
it's in our neighborhood.
It's really magnificent, yes.
It is a fantastic venue. Tickets are at DeJoriaCenter.com. And you're going to get to see and experience John O'Hurley, a one-man show. Give us one final word to go out on.
Yes, it's I promise you, music, laughter, and one tear.
Just one.
Just one.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to talk to you.
Have a great show, and thank you for coming to Utah.
John, thank you. All right. Well, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah. I love stories. I love storytelling by people who are part of the music history of our whole culture.
Yeah.
Incredible. It's great to hear from them. Well, new and upcoming music history, we've got Dallas Wade in the studio with us still. You are like Utah's number one pop export, right?
It's looking that way.
Let's call it that.
It just might be.
So why don't you guys play another song for us, and then Christy and I will thank our sponsors and kind of do a little wrap-up, and then we're going to turn the show back over to you, and you can take us to NPR National News. How's that sound?
Sweet. Sounds awesome.
All right, man. What are you going to play for us now?
This song is actually the lead song off my album. It's called it's called Scared to Lose You. This one has a music video and everything out to it. It's been out for a while. So I hope everyone listening enjoys this one.
Live in the Morning Mix, it's Dallas Wade and Carson Jorgensen.
I'm ignoring the street signs, 'cause you've been stuck all in my mind. Maybe I'm wasting my time, maybe you're the one for me. Swear we stuck up on rewind, you hit me up at midnight. You come over, then we fight. It's the same thing every time. We're happy on repeat. Hit my iPhone if you need me. I love you, but I hate it. You got a new dude and he ain't it. I know this drama is crazy. All these what ifs and maybes. I love you, but I hate it. And I know I can't replace you. I've been running down these walkways and back roads, trying to find my way back to you, yeah. And I promise that I'll leave if you tell me go. But we got trust issues and I'm scared to lose you. I'm scared to lose you, yo, 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 yo. Scared to lose you, yo, 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 yo. Scared to lose you, yo, 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 yo. Mama said to give it time, let it go, it'll pass by. But I don't want you to move on. Girl, you belong right here. Taking shots with my best friends, fake a smile just to fit in. Trying to erase all the moments that we shared all through this year. We're happy on repeat. Hit my iPhone if you need me. I love you, but I hate it. You got a new dude and he ain't it. I know this drama is crazy. All these what ifs and maybes. I love you, but I hate it. And I know I can't replace you. I've been running down these walkways and back roads, trying to find my way back to you, yeah. And I promise that I'll leave if you tell me go. But we got trust issues and I'm scared to lose you. I'm scared to lose you, yo, 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 yo. Scared to lose you, yo, 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 yo. Scared to lose you, yo, 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 yo. Running down these walkways and back roads, trying to find my way back to you. And I promise that I'll leave if you tell me go. But we got trust issues, and I'm scared to lose you.
All right, very good. We're going to go to a couple quick underwriters, and when we return, Dallas and Carson will take us out with a song as we head towards NPR National News.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street, featuring traditional favorites as well as midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Pettigrew from Park City Mountain and a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain instructors share their love of skiing and snowboarding with guests, helping them improve their skills and enjoy the mountain. More information on Ski and Snowboard School and other programs at parkcitymountain.com.
G'day, this is Ashley from Campus Coffee, happy to sponsor programming on KPCW. We can't wait to serve the Park City locals this winter. We're excited by our breakfast and lunch menu to complement our espresso drinks. Campus Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, up the stairs from the ice rink next to the Adirondack chairs. CampusCoffee.com.
Thanks for joining us today. We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix or email us at morningmix@kpcw.org.
And a final thought from an underwriter, and we'll be back with Dallas.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
All right, folks, we want to thank you all for joining us this morning on The Morning Mix. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. We have a final song from our musical guests, Dallas and Carson. What are you going to play for us?
We're just going to run Lose Control again because that's the lead one. So
let's
just
do it.
We're just encouraging everyone to listen to this one.
Also, everybody get outside and have some fun.
Also, you can catch me live at Kimball Arts Fest on the main stage at 3:30 on August 5th. I'll be back here, and I'm whole band and everything, so I hope to see everybody.
Oh, we'll check that out. And you can come on the show right before, and we'll yak about it.
Oh, that would be awesome. I love yakking.
Live in the Morning Mix, Dallas Wade, Carson Jorgensen.
Light me up, girl, you oh so sexy. Pick me up like a old school Chevy. Yeah, you got me frozen, trying to start some motion. Well, my emotions going crazy. Yeah. Swear I'm a mess, that's how you make me.